We're going to start out tonight in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. That's where we are. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. This is a book that I believe that all of us should read at least once a year, don't you? Now, if you think we ought to read that once a year, how many of you have read it one time this year? Amen. Praise the Lord.
I read it one time last year, but I haven't read it all this year.
Well, I mean, this is a new year, right, Joseph?
That's right, but I will.
We will before this year's over. It is an awesome book, and the more I study it, the more I learn. In fact, I just make notes all the time as I go down through the book of Proverbs. When I find the things, you got to remember that this is an owner's manual for life. And so as you read through the Bible, when you find these little golden nuggets that really jump off the page at you, that's the Lord talking to you. I mean, He's given you a rhema word. And that's the way God talks to us, through His word. Of course, He talks to us many other ways, too, through His Spirit, and He speaks to us audibly. He speaks to us lots of ways. But this Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You and praise You for this beautiful day that You've given us. I thank You for the good health You've given us and the blessings of life. And Lord, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the men You sent to help me today. And I'm thankful for all the things we got done today. And I praise You and thank You that every day we get closer to getting it finished. But Lord, thank You that we're able to work every day. I praise You and thank You now for what You're going to do tonight. If we read and study Your magnificent word, we are so grateful for this wonderful book. Thank You for it and bless it to our hearts tonight as we read it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It starts out real well. Only simpletons believe everything they are told. I mean, there is some people that you can just tell them anything and they'll believe it. And so it says those people are called simpletons. They believe everything they are told. But it said the prudent carefully consider their steps. When somebody tells you something, I mean, don't just take it at face value. You know, I don't care who it is that tells you something. I mean, lots of people will tell you things, and I mean, about somebody else even. And man, you'll just think that's the truth. You just jump on it. But we shouldn't do that. You know, be very, very careful how you deal with things. Because when a simpleton will believe anything. But don't be a simpleton. Be very careful. Be very prudent. And be very careful and consider what things people tell you. Now it says in verse 16, the wise are cautious and they avoid danger. Fools plunge ahead with great confidence. You know, I think, I know that God has given me, He's probably given all of us this gift. Some of us never learn to use it. But in the course of the day when I'm working, I mean, with things I'm doing, automatically I'm thinking ahead about how am I going to do the next step. If I do it like this, is there a possibility that I could get hurt? Do you think like that? I do. You know, and as I'm thinking, a lot of times things will come to me. It's like the Holy Spirit's running ahead of me, showing me what I'm going to do, and the possibility is there if I don't really stay close to the Lord and do it right. Now then, if I'm listening and really tuned in, the Scripture clearly says the Lord guides the steps of a righteous man. That's a woman too. So He's guiding every step. He's showing you what you're going to do. I mean, how many times, in fact, I'll tell you one time that I was so dense, so foolish. I remember, I don't remember, 10 or 15 years ago, I guess at least probably 15 years ago, I was building a test kitchen down near DFW Airport for our corporation that I was working for at the time. And in the process of building this test kitchen, we came right down to the end of the job, and we come down to a weekend, and we wasn't quite through. Had just a few little things to do, and we wanted to put it online Monday morning. Well, nobody wanted to work Saturday. And so I thought, okay, because we're so close, but I wanted it to be perfect. Well, about the only thing I lacked was there was a little dishwasher that went in the cabinet there, and it wasn't hooked up and running. And so I thought, well, I'll come back down there, and I'll hook that up and make that work. Now I'll have everything perfect Monday morning. I went down there, and I fitted it in there, and it didn't fit just right. I was going to put a little 3/4-inch spacer behind one side of it to bring it out where it needed to be. And I went and found me a little short board about so long, and I just needed a little spacer about that wide. And I picked up my skill saw, and I started to cut. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Son, your hand is too close." You know, I thought about when I picked it up, okay, that board's pretty short, but I should be able to hold it with no problem out here and cut me off a little sliver. And I kept sawing when I heard him tell me, "Son, your hand's too close." I just kept right on sawing. And he said again, "Son, your hand is too close." I said, "Okay, Lord." So I stopped the saw, moved over, grabbed it at the very tip end. That's as far away as I could get it. And I started sawing again. He said, "Your hand is still too close." I thought, it can't be. I mean, to change something now, I'd have to take the thing, put it in some kind of a clamp, because I got it on the end. I couldn't get any further away from it unless I clamped it with something. Well, that's what he was trying to tell me. And I didn't listen. And so I kept sawing. And I got to about this close to the edge. It was about an 8-inch board, just a 1-by. But I got just about an inch from the edge. And when I did, I don't know whether I tilted the saw or what I did, but it pinched in there. And when it did, it jerked that board out underneath. And my hand went under the saw. And as it did, I felt it hit my hand, and I saw blood splatter all over the wall. And I threw the saw down, turned, and I looked, and my hand was just a bloody mess. And I doubled my hand up like this, and I looked up and said, "Lord, I can't believe I done that." You know, I mean, especially after he told me 3 times. Is that the height of stupidity? You know, 3 times the Holy Spirit told me, "I'm not considering my ways. I'm not considering his ways. I'm not considering anything except what I think is the way to get this done." I ran over to a sink, turned it on, rubbed my hand under it, washed it all off, let the water run. And when I did, I looked down there, and I just hit that finger right there only 3 times. Just 3 little nicks. It was just barely bleeding. And the 3rd finger, I'd hit it 6 times, and it was just barely bleeding. But the one in the middle, right at the joint, it cut it right down to the bone, right to the end. There was a bone showing all the way down and about a 1/4-inch piece of skin on the end holding it on. It was sticking, hanging off like this. Blood just gushing. I folded that little piece back over the top, folded it back up, wrapped me a rag around it, looked up, said, "Lord, thank you for warning me, but I sure didn't pay attention." So I got in my car, drove over to the hospital, walked in, there at Grapevine, told the lady, "I have hurt my hand." Of course, blood all over this rag. She said, "Well, how bad did it hurt?" Well, I said, "I cut it pretty good." And she said, "Well, can I see it?" I said, "Well, yeah, if you have to, but I think you need to just show me somebody can sew it up." So she said, "I want to see it first." Okay, so I took the rag off and folded it out. And as soon as I did, of course, you know, the blood began to gush again. And she said, "Okay, close it up quick." So I did. We went back in there and wrapped it all up, and I went back in there, and I got to witness to another guy that was sitting there about Jesus. Then this lady doctor come in, and she looked at it, and she said, "Wow, you did a good job on your hand." And she took 13 stitches to sew this portion of my fingertip back on. Now then, she said, after she sewed that all on, of course, it quit bleeding and everything pretty good. She said, "I need to send you over to a specialist so that they can see about putting a skin graft on there." I said, "Ma'am, Jesus is my healer, and I don't need a skin graft." She said, "No, you're going to need a skin graft. You have to go see this doctor." Okay. So I went over there. And I went over there and walked in, and the doctor was waiting for me, and I got there, and he looked at it, and he said, "Man, what a nasty cut." He said, "We're going to have to do a skin graft on that finger." I said, "My first question is, where are you going to get the skin?" (laughs) He said, from under your arm. I said, so you're going to cut a piece of skin off of my arm and put it on my finger? He said, yes. I said, how much is it going to cost? He said, that doesn't make any difference. You were injured on the job. I said, it does make a difference. I want to know what it's going to cost my company, because I said it was my stupidity that caused the problem and not theirs. So they really shouldn't have to pay for my stupidity. I said, especially after the Lord told me three times not to do it. Well, you know, people don't have a, they don't believe that. They don't believe that. So, anyway, he looked at it and he said, well, he started figuring. He said, well, I don't know how much it's going to cost. I said, well, I got to know what it's going to cost before I have it done. And he kept saying, well, I don't know how to tell you what it's going to cost. I said, where's it going to be done? He said, over the hospital. I said, okay, if you're going to use the hospital, you're going to have to use their facility. You know what that's going to cost you. Well, yeah. I said, then you know about how long it's going to take you to do all this, so you need to know. I said, if you don't, that's like me working on something, building something. I can give you an estimate, pretty close to what it's going to cost. So I know you can give me an estimate and be very close. Anyway, he said, well, I can't have that for you till tomorrow. I said, okay. So tomorrow, I called him. He said, well, it looks like that the hospital part's going to be about $3,500. I said, what's your part going to be? He said, I really don't know, but it'll probably be more than that. I said, okay, forget it. I'm not going to have it done. He said, sir, you've got to have that finger fixed. I said, no, Jesus is my healer. He's my miracle worker, and he's going to fix the finger. And I said, there ain't going to be nothing wrong with it. He said, look, sir, you're going to have an awful scar, an awful finger there if you don't let me fix it. I said, no, sir, Jesus does a real good job, and he ain't going to charge me nothing. I said, now, he told me not to do it, and I was dumb, but I repented. I told him I'm sorry for not paying attention. Because, see, I mean, sometimes just people tell us not to do something, and we go ahead and do it too, right? Yeah, we're just that dumb, all of us. But anyway, I told him, I said, Jesus has forgiven me, and I know he's going to do a great job healing my finger, and so I'm not going to have it fixed. He said, well, will you come? That was on, I think that was Saturday when this happened. And anyway, he said, will you come back in next Friday? I think it was Monday when I called him, and he didn't know. But anyway, he said, will you come back in Friday and let me look at it one more time? I said, oh, it'll be healed by Friday.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.